Tuesday, January 19, 2016, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02 p.m. and Dakota County Board of Corrections meeting at 3 p.m.
We're going to call the Board of Qualification meeting in order. Please stand and join the police at the Legion.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Tony?
Here.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. I'd like to make a motion to excuse Rick Bosquet.
I'll second that.
Motion to excuse Commissioner Bosquet from the Board of Qualification meeting today by Commissioner Scott, seconded by Commissioner McNair. Call roll, please.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Motion carried. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near to the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Number one item on the agenda is consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes of January 4, 2016.
Move to approve those minutes.
Second it. Okay, you second it. Approved consent agenda items, a motion by Commissioner Rudy and seconded by Commissioner McNair. Call roll, please.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Motion carried. Under new business, item number two, board to hear request for Northeast Community Action Partnership Incorporation to three vehicles to exempt from the motor vehicle tax. One 2016 Dodge Grand Caravan V number 2C4RDGVG7GR10800. Vehicle number two 2016 Dodge Grand Caravan V number 2C4RDGVG5GR102859 and vehicle number three 202 Chevrolet Ventura van, VI number IGNDGO3E92D29361. Say vehicles used for staff and attend meetings to other activities for the Early Head Start program. After consideration of the recommendation by the county treasurer's board, shall approve or deny the exception of the basis of the law and rules and regulations adopted and promoted by the tax commissioners. So, there's three vehicles.
I didn't catch those VIN numbers. Could you say that one more time?
I'll let you do it.
I'm just kidding.
You want me to say it in Spanish? No. Step longer. So, what are you, what's the board?
Is here in the audience?
No. What, pardon me?
Are they here?
Yeah.
No.
Are you here for our?
They're with HCI.
They're with HCI.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see. So there's nobody here.
Nobody
so
here.
Do you want to say anything about?
Mr. Chairman and board, these are just three renewals that we have done this in the past for these folks. So I guess my recommendation would be then that we approve these three vehicles.
It's just a formality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whenever okay. They get vehicles. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is just a renewal. Huh?
Renewals.
Okay.
They just upgraded some new vehicles.
Yeah, they usually have a lot older ones, so they got some new ones,
yeah.
But these are renewals.
Every year.
So yeah.
Every year. I'll make a motion to exempt the three vehicles from the motor vehicle tax.
Second.
I need to say the number.
Oh!
No.
I got to say the VIN number. Okay, I'd do that if I'm with you.
Moved by Commissioner Bosquet, Scott, seconded by Commissioner Rudy to accept the vehicles from the X. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Motion carried. With that, we're going to miscellaneous. I don't think there's any. Commission and committee report. I don't think there's any there either. Mail and emergency business. Not any. Public comments. Public comments on somebody from the public has got any comments about the Board of the Qualification meeting. If it isn't, meeting adjourned.
Okay.
There you are.
Thank you, Tony. We're going to move into the Board of Commissioners here. Can you roll call, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to excuse Commissioner Biscay from today's meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, we got a first and a second there from Tony and Dick. Roll call, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the wall in the back corner. For review of all citizens in attendance, consent agenda items, what we have going on is today is the approval for the previous minutes of the 4th, payroll claims, and accounts payable claims, and the officials' reports, and Bill and I went through them, and everything is in line. So we need a motion for the consent agenda items.
So move.
Second it.
Okay, we got Dick and Tony. Roll call, please.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, new business here. A, we got Robert Easy, the County Treasurer, present the 2015-16 fund balance 6 months, accumulated report through July through December 15th, and request the board to approve and chair to sign report. Bob?
Thank you. This is just another bookkeeping thing that we do. I come twice a year to just report these figures to you. Nothing unusual to bring your attention to on this. I know there has been a lot of discussion about our inheritance tax and what the legislature has been talking about doing with that. And if that would happen, it really would create quite a problem, needless to say, for us here in Dakota County. This is kind of our rainy day fund, I guess, if you will. The state has theirs, and we have ours. And you know, when this bill, and if I could just offer one suggestion, Bruce Davis last night, I know everybody was at the city-county meeting, Bruce Davis talked about getting together, maybe lobbying the legislature on some of these issues. And I would highly suggest that to find out when the hearing is on any inheritance tax bills, and either make an appointment or just go show up and talk to Senator Bloomfield and anybody else that you can on the Revenue Committee about this inheritance tax bill, because if they
it's going to put a hurting on us. The only problem is with Bloomfield is I think he's for it. If I had to guess.
Eliminating.
Yes.
Or think?
Depleting. Oh. I think he is, because I think, absolutely. I think he was for it last time around when Heineman was around to eliminate it.
Wow.
He was for it.
So,
but as far as that joint lobbying goes, I talked to Vern and et cetera, the people that they go down on a regular basis. And like Joan, you know, Joan and I talked, you know, NACO keeps us informed. And we pretty much pay them to do, you know, our lobbying and keep us informed on what's going on, you know, if it's support letters or opposition or whatever the case may be. But
and you're right. And Larry Dix does the work of about 20 people. But, you know, there's a lot to be said in numbers also, you know, or county commissioners or somebody showing up down there or at least. And Joan does good at sending letters in opposition or supporting or whatever bills down there. So whatever we can do to stop that, because honestly, if our inheritance tax went away, you know, I don't know.
Control.
It would be tough. It really would be tough, because we're already into it a little bit now. So
you think when the time comes, you think a face from this county board would
definitely.
I would go, or just make it a road trip. You know, you guys get a... you know, carpool down there and for the day. And
I got a son that goes to college down there. I just can go down there, hang out with him, and maybe swing by the Capitol building, right?
Yeah.
There'll be a crowd, but that's okay. That's okay. So, and it's best to, if you can get an appointment with anybody on the Revenue Committee, And it doesn't have to be on the day of the hearing.
Right.
But you can do it any time and just tell them, you know, this is really important to the counties, every county, not just Dakota.
I think it has everybody concerned, but if I was a betting man, I would say that it probably doesn't have a chance.
Well, maybe not, but what I said, you know, earlier was that if the legislature is struggling for ways to come up, because they have super committees, they've had, you know, 2 years to look at our tax structure, and they cannot come up with any solid ideas that's going to help you or I with property taxes. So if they can bump up the levels on the inheritance tax or eliminate inheritance tax, well, on one hand, it's good for the you and I and everybody else in the state. But on the other hand, it really is going to strap the counties. There goes our any savings that we have. So it would really get a lot tighter. So anyway.
I think it's good advice what Bob tells of when you physically presence to any lobbyist, state level or federal level or wherever, it's worth it. It is worth it, you know, when they see you in the face and you tell them, how, you know, how you feel about the bill and stuff like that. I think it's worth it.
It's no different than having a room full here at certain meetings.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You've got to get your constituents, right. So yeah. That's probably a good point to ask people.
Yeah. So anyway, there's nothing else. I mean, everything is okay, and I just submit this for your approval.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob. Okay, I guess we need a motion for the approval and for the chair to sign Bob's report.
So moved.
To approve Bob's report and for the chair to sign the report.
Second.
Okay, we got Tony and Bill. First and second, can we do a roll call, please?
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Thank you, Bob. Okay, we're going to move on to B. We're going to appoint Mike Cheever to serve a 5-year term as a member of the Veterans Oversight Committee.
As you all know, I'm Larry Brosted. I'm chairperson of the VSO committee. And we have unanimously would like you to recommend to approve Mike Cheever to replace Russ Klinkenbeil. Mike is a longtime Legion member of Post 307 in South Sioux City. And he's held several offices in it. Oh, he's done a good job. We know he'll do a good job for this. Mike wanted to be here today. He sends his apologies. His wife has some serious health issues with her lungs, and Friday they found out they could get her into a specialist in Omaha 2 days. So I said, you go do that. We'll take care of this.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I would move to appoint Mike to serve the 5-year term as member of the Veterans Oversight Committee.
Second it.
Okay. Bill and Tony, we had a first and second. Can you call roll for him, please?
Tony?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Thank you, Larry. Okay, let's see here. We're going to move on to C. We're going to approve a resolution, which is 16C-001, declaring the personal property as obsolete and not usable by the county, and authorize the county employees to sell the surplus personnel property at surplus sale on February 12th of 2016. And that is all the old, obsolete attorney books upstairs. The attorney books, is that what you, how I can refer to that? Or law books?
It's listed there, yeah.
They're all listed? Okay. I guess I never... There's a lot
of
them.
I didn't know there were so many. West Nebraska Digest, Proof of Facts, Amateur Trials, Spring Court.
Is there much value there, Kim?
No, because most of them are really old.
They're outdated, yeah.
They haven't been updated.
Yeah. We start getting books because we don't have anywhere to put them.
You do all this
we
on
do
the internet
online.
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think at one point in time, I think Rick and I was up there, and they're obviously they go down both hallways on the county attorney's side, and then on Judge Vaughn's side, district court, and so they're taking up room. I know that we're talking about maybe possibly getting some carpet up there and you know fixing some things. So we talked about maybe you know getting a dump truck outside to you know if that is the case. I know
yeah.
And you know, throwing them out and getting rid of them, having to take them to landfill, whatever the case may be. But I guess what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to move them all down. And I think Judge had the idea of our maybe the diversion kids, maybe you can move them all down. They got to be moved downstairs, correct?
People that maybe need community service.
Community service.
That he suggested a chute out of
the window.
Cindy's window down through the truck below.
So.
Someday when they're in Tonka.
Maybe somebody will buy them.
Well, there are people that.
Maybe have a library room, of a law room of some sort that might, you know, want to fill the shelves of, you know, some rookie or something. I don't know. I don't know who would want them, but whatever. I guess.
There's people that want to draw something, you know, but I don't know. It's worth it, you know.
Yeah. Well, they say some people's junk is another person's treasure.
Absolutely.
You know, so. Yeah. So anyways, we just need somebody to approve the resolution 16C-001 so we can get this stuff on the surplus sale and move on.
So moved to approve the resolution 16C-001.
Second.
Okay, we got Tony and Dick. Can you roll call, please?
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to D, we're going to approve a development agreement between HCI Real Estate Company, the City of South Sioux City, Dakota County, for the purpose of developing new housing in South Sioux City. Obviously, regarding the annexation, zoning, and the platting, and the financing. Everybody has all the paperwork on that. I think it's just a... I think we've seen so many different copies of this. If you want to come on up.
Yeah.
I know it's been changed and from chair names to, and you've done a great job. And I seen Wayne Boyd sent you a little.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Alexia Boggs with Ho-Chunk Inc. and Sheila Corbine is our attorney as well from Frederick, Peebles & Morgan. Just wanted to thank you guys. I don't have any comments or questions, but if you guys have any, you know, we can definitely try to answer your questions. And just really wanted to say thank you for your support on this in the past. The City of South Sioux approved this agreement, I believe it was on January 11th. Last night there was the joint meeting as well. So just wanted to say that this wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for your guys' support. And we're excited to get to the next level where we can start actually moving some dirt and start making a difference in all of our communities. So just wanted.
Yeah, I know Lance kind of he made the point last night. Were you there last night?
I wasn't able to make it.
Okay.
I did his presentation for him, but no, I wasn't able to.
So you're the jokester. So
I don't
know where you're
telling the jokes. I don't write his jokes. I write the facts.
He doesn't take credit for that.
Yeah, he does.
Disclaimer.
Not
responsible. No, it's kind of like what he said. You know, as soon as the weather breaks, they want to start, you know, breaking ground.
Yeah, definitely.
Before we vote, I'm the bad guy here. I appreciate your investment in our county. I voted against the county contribution towards the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's language in here again with that, so I need to vote against it, but I do appreciate your investment up here.
Okay, thank you.
Last night, I thought I was going to have to sneak out the back door, but I made it all right.
Yeah.
And I just don't think we can afford the investment. That's my only concern. So, mm-hmm. So as long as you know that.
Thank you.
Yep.
I just want to let you know that Lance took the time and asked this to the commissioner just a minute ago, you know, right before the meeting, let us know that he won't be here. But we let him know. We answered back and tell him that you guys are here. So he was very pleased. And so he's the type of thanks I tell him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep, okay, so anyways, I guess with everything here being all said and done, and just need to sign and roll with it here, I guess we just need approval for the agreement, the final agreement.
20th version, yes. A lot of...
How many was it?
20th. So this has been gone over and over by many attorneys and different government bodies.
A lot of time and energy has been in this,
yeah.
Well, and you figured it was going to be that way when you went into it, mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing's that simple.
Yeah.
Well, I always, I'm on the other side of the fence with Bill, but
I do believe in growth, and I can see Bill's concern, but with that, I'm going to make a motion to approve the development agreement between the HCI and real estate company, Cedars Associated Dakota County. So that's my motion.
So I'll second that.
Okay, we got a first and a second with Tony and Dick. Can you roll call, please?
Bill?
No.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's all passed, and so you guys are, everything's
very
good.
Well.
There ain't going to be a 20, much. There's not going to be a 21st.
No. No. No.
All right, well, thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to miscellaneous. We got Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent with the Road Report.
Fred. Not much going on but snow pushing.
Cold weather.
Cold weather. Overtime hours, 93. Overtime hours. Snow removals, 493 hours. Aggregate, 14 tons. Sign repair, 2.5 hours on 2 signs. Road concerns, had a few people calling just letting us know they had redrifted or weren't cleaned to satisfaction or ice off the road, packed. Just anyway, things to do with snow removal on 4 roads, S Avenue, 190th, R Avenue, and 260th. But not much going on. But still staying busy.
That little thing on your front of your graders that they use to break up the washboards in the summertime. With this ice, and I know you can't do the whole roads, it's not practical, but like intersections and curves, could they do a little scratch there?
We tried. When it gets to be, you know, if it's 1 or 2 inches thick, it'll go through it.
It will.
Once it gets to 6 inches of snowpack, it ain't going to go through
really?
It.
Really? Okay.
We even bought some ice blades. They're grooved.
Okay. Will that do anything to rough it up?
We try. Like I say, you can rough it up and it's pretty good, but if it isn't down to the gravel, of course, it just repacks and gets slick. The main thing is traffic seems to bring the gravel up through.
Yeah, it does in time.
Yeah.
And a 40-degree day, it helps. Yeah. But there are patches of gravel showing in a lot of places. That helps.
And once that starts happening, that gravel moves around and breaks up other hunks of ice.
Good enough.
Just a break would help, if nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, and I made the comment last night about, you know, Bill and I and Fred have talked about, you know, possibly, you know, maybe some more personnel out there just to maintain roads a little more often. And the main thing is to do some of these projects on our own, you know, like the Kennesaw that we did last year. You know, fact of the matter is we are up to snuff on all of our equipment. I mean, we got everything that pretty much that a contractor can do, and I know we got the knowledge out there, we got the know-how. So I think, you know, we just need to sit down and look at the budget, the monies, see if it'll cash flow for us, you know, to add a couple people. And you know, you do the math on it with all the benefits and taxes and etc. A couple guys are going to cost you probably $100-110 grand for the year, and you can do a lot of projects, you know, and still maintain the roads. You know, the goal is a lot of these heavily high traffic roads, you know, our goal is we want to hit them at least once a week. You know, the less phone calls we receive, the better off we are. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of our goal. So, like I said, it's going to take some time to go through the numbers. And
well, you know, I agree very much with your philosophy and theory on where the road
is. To me, it just makes sense. Like I said, we got the equipment, we got the know-how, we're just a little bit understaffed, and we've been understaffed. You know, that seventh machine, I think that we're getting close to getting that thing filled back in. So, and what have we been, we had 6 machines for
a couple of years.
Well, I think it's been a bit of 3, I bet.
Actually, I've been there 8 years, and we've never been in full.
You haven't?
In 8 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We've always been a man short. Through one way or another.
Well, you know, we get a couple more guys hopefully hired, and like Scott was saying, we do some of these projects,
without our road suffering. And we know our guys can do these projects. They did a great job on Kennesaw, probably better than a private contractor could do. I mean, it's excellent. And I don't know, at the same time, I lost my train of thought.
Alzheimer's.
Don't feel bad. Oh, yeah, I'll kill it back to me. You guys talk.
Well, no, I think it just makes sense.
I know where I was going. Fred's got guys on vacation, guys using comp time, sick. You know, there's always somebody off out there. You know, we get this full crew plus a couple extra guys. The road, you know, we get things done. I've said it 100 times. There's nothing here that money won't fix. And a couple guys, yeah, it might be $100,000, but we can get a lot of work done.
Right.
You could probably, in the summertime, probably count on one hand when you get a full crew.
Yeah.
And, you know, the wintertime is when we have to have everybody here to cover the roads with a snow event.
Right. So then everybody takes off summertime.
So the summertime is going to be the time, and again, our projects and roads suffer. So, like I say, I think
me and Billy were talking, like the main roads, they should be at least once or twice a week, every week. Like his road, Curta Emerson, M Avenue.
Oliver.
Yeah, it's just like Blyburg, that is a heavy travel road.
We're going to make Dakota County great again.
Again!
Hang on, there's something else that comes behind that. It's great again, then he says something else. I've been trying to catch it on the commercial, but then he says...
We.
I don't know.
Great.
You approve this message?
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do.
Joan was just pointing out I have 0 hours down on road maintenance. That's just because we have not maintained any roads. It was all snow removal. We did have hours. It just when the ground was froze up. No maintenance.
Okay, well, thanks, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
Good report, Fred.
Okay, move on to number four, the Commissioner Committee Reports. Anyone?
Commission committee reports. Cardinal Connections, they really talking about building a center for the kids after school, you know, between the parents get home and the kids got out of school, they got no place to hang around, you know, they go to the library, they go to different places, you know, and they probably end up in places where they don't belong to. So they think they can get a grant for that because there's money available for that. So they not really trying to put burden in any of either the county or the city. They're going to have fundraisers and trying to get a grant, but they really focuses on building a center for the kid after school. For them, they hanging around. And I think it's a good idea.
You know, when my kids went to elementary school, probably, well, a few years ago, but prior to that, they had an after-school program that was state-funded, that they would take them all the way to 6 o'clock. So when they got out of school at 3:15 or whatever it was, they went into the lunchroom, they give them a snack and a drink, and then they had two teachers in there. They were retired teachers, but they would stay in there and... they could work on their homework, they could play games, this and that. Well, then, obviously, the money dried up and it went away.
Sure.
But that was a great program that they did. And I think a lot of people, they just, maybe they took advantage of it as a daycare, you know?
Possibility.
But every now and again, you know, my kids like to go in there. But
Cardinal Connection is pretty well build up organization.
They got their own commercial now, I see.
Well,
did you see the commercial, Tony?
No.
They got a commercial on Cardinal, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. A long, nice commercial.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She's doing a good job. But anyway, that's what they really focus on that day. And the gang-related issues, you know, I mean, they're always focusing on that, so they would be concerned about it. There's not really a serious problem in our community at this point, you know, but they don't want to let it go too far. And there's a couple of issues that I really focus on myself. Committee report, well, Scott, no, we canceled the law enforcement center. Scott called me and let me know there was no meeting because there was hardly nothing on the agenda. And so we canceled the law enforcement center. planning and zoning is going to be a meeting tonight. I won't be able to attend, but I asked McNear that go to that one. He want to do it, so I really appreciate it. They go and just give us a report next time.
Well, my RC&D is tonight. I called her and told her I couldn't make it. Because, see, I told her, see, we always have it on Tuesday.
Oh, do you?
But I told her, I said, there's no way I can make it because it started right now.
Oh,
down there.
Wow.
So that's fine. Okay. Well, I called and told her. She said she'd send me the papers.
When is only 7 o'clock, don't you know that?
Yeah. Okay. That one over here is 7, but so RC&D is already going.
That's my report.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony. Well, I know a few that I have is that Dakota County Public Safety Agency.com. We meet once a month. Anyways, when we met, they elected new officers and it got a little messy, which I was surprised. And if anybody read the paper, they had an article on the paper about, because they had someone from the Star there, that I made the comment when all of a sudden there was a motion for Terry Erickson to be the chair, and then all of a sudden everybody just kind of froze. And I was just like, what's going on here? And then, you know, Clint Rasmussen says, well, we're electing the new officer. I said, I understand that, what we're doing. I said, but what's going on here right now? Well, then, of course, Roy spoke up, I want to be the chair. And this, and so I was just like, so I made the comment. Of course, they worded me word for word in the paper. And I said, of course, imagine that. Of course, I said, you know, well, you know, normally where I come from, you can't give that spot away. You know, meaning usually he would make some phone calls, and I think that I'm an outsider, and I am still the vice chair, but I feel like I'm kind of an outsider because those people probably communicate on a weekly basis, you know, among one each. They do. I'm sure they do, and that's fine, and I probably should have stepped down, and I told Joan that, and I even told Terry that last night. He's like, I think you're fine right where you're at as the vice chair, and Terry's very committed. So it ended up a vote, ended up 4-3 vote, and so Terry, everything stayed the same. Clint's the secretary treasurer, I'm the vice chair, and then of course Terry Erickson, he's still the chair. So, but things are moving, finally starting to move along. Obviously, they got their Mike Schmidt's been our attorney. He's given us a lot of great advice. The bond council, I think that's about going to happen. They're trying to figure out all the dollar amounts. Obviously, the two, one and one. I think the $4 million is what's going to happen. But anyways, everybody has their architects in place and their engineers. So I know Dakota City wants to start immediately. I don't know where Homer actually stands. And I know that Emerson Hubbard area or Emerson, they're ready to go as well.
Homer will be shovel ready this summer.
Well, they
can. Yeah.
I see. And they're just adding on and renovating the existing, right?
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Plus adding a ambulance.
Yeah.
They bought a new truck too, right?
Yeah.
They bought a new truck. I see that.
Yeah. And then also then Joan and I met with everyone today, the elected officials in the budget and finance, and just basically everybody's pretty much in line. There's just a few that are over. And of course, you know, we kind of talked about our expenditures are high right now. We're spending more than what we're taking in. And of course, then, you know, Joan kind of stressed all the legislation bills that's going on, and hopefully none of that happens. But I have a feeling it's going to be a rocky road again coming up. You know, it was rocky, and we got things kind of leveled out. And I think it's going to get tight again. And how much more can you tighten down? You know, like I told everybody today, they take the fun right out of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't put it any other way. I mean, they got you living, you know, paycheck to paycheck is what they got you living on, or less than. I mean, you're spending more than what you got coming in. So it's, you know, you wanted better things. You want to do things around the courthouse here. Like I said, we want to add people. And but anyways, that's pretty much what we talked about.
It's not hard to see why. Just across the river, land taxes are $32 and they're $82 here. They have state aid that for schools and counties over there yet, and we've lost ours. Mm-hmm. That's the difference, plain and simple.
We hear that a lot.
Well, yeah.
I didn't even know it last night. The superintendent up South Sioux got up, and the Homer one got up. Our state aid down there is almost zero compared to South Sioux.
Out of 31 million, South Sioux, I think, gets 30 million of it. That came to Dakota County. Dakota County received $31 million in state aid for schools, for education, school districts. I want to say 30 of it goes to South Central. I don't think the other districts get much.
It's a different caliber of students, correct?
That's like Billy said, our taxes are killing us. They are out in the country.
Yeah, it's...
Boy.
South Sioux doesn't have ag land.
5% was...
Yeah.
So I think that's... Is that what they said was 5%?
5%, I think he said last night, didn't he?
Yeah. And the tips hurt South Sioux also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Schools.
They don't understand that yet. Rick Fuller and I have gone round and round, and Mr. Robinette keeps explaining tips backwards to him, and I just call him. Eventually, I was going to have to drive down there and talk to him. I keep that with my spreadsheet.
It'd be interesting to see the... And I'm talking about the school the size of Homer.
Yeah.
In Iowa, the state aid they received compared to that same size school in Nebraska, got to be a huge difference.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
That's why our taxes are that high. I mean, everybody's operating as efficiently as they can. It's not that. It's state aid.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else from anybody?
Does anybody want to miss the next meeting to go down to the legislature?
I'll party first. I'm going to be gone.
We have a meeting that day, don't we? There's a meeting day, right?
Yes.
That's right.
And now, mind you...
And Bill's already gone, so only one person could possibly...
And if you look at the time, too, the times have changed. It ain't no 6 o'clock in the morning ordeal. It's a 1 o'clock. Is it? Is that right? No, 2 o'clock.
It's from 2 to 7:30.
2 to 7:30, so it's a little different than just being gone during the daytime hours. You won't be back till 10 o'clock that
Tony
night.
Tony
will
go.
I will go.
You'll go, Tony? Thank you. And then, so you're leaving me with Rick and Dick then, is what you're doing.
Hey.
Hey.
You can handle
it. We'll make it happen, right? We'll have a quorum. That's all
we'll
that matters.
We'll get her done.
We'll get her done. Okay. Well, good. Thank you, Tony, for going.
We'll get her done.
Okay. Anything else on the committee reports? If not, we'll move on to mail or emergency business. Any? None?
Do you want to make any comments about the governor, John, about you don't learn anything about what he said? Well, we didn't learn anything, I would say.
I was opposed to the bills he supported.
Mm-hmm. Is that your governor day that you guys went to the marina?
Yeah.
That make you a Democrat.
And so I'm not a Democrat.
She's from Hubbard.
You got to tell the lie,
hey,
Joel.
Joan's from Hubbard, and she's not a Democrat.
She's a rebel.
She's a rebel. Okay, Melbourne City business. Nanya, public comment.
I do. You guys probably want to go.
No.
And I didn't say anything because I'm in the public here, so I didn't. But on approving that agreement, my only concern with that was, and I didn't send you guys an email, but I reviewed the document. It's not that I don't want to sound like I'm against all of this, but...
It's okay.
No, actually, I'm for the growth. I think some of it's a pipe dream, but... The problem with that document in a couple of places is all of this project is TIF and annexed. This board has zero authority over any of that. You should not sign a document with the city and HCI over lands we don't have control over, decisions you don't... If you read it, you don't even have termination clause in that document. So I'm very concerned that we would sign that. I mean, it basically boils down to it doesn't really impact us. It even talks about in Section 11, TIF's annexation, Section 11 is our interlocal agreement. That's technically all we really need to do with these people. We need to agree to an interlocal agreement for the 850 and/or work, I think is what we agreed to help with. And the school did the same thing. The school backed out of that. We should have probably, in my opinion, it would have been better for us if we could have backed out of it, just did an interlocal agreement with the city or with whoever, whichever one of them wanted it, committing us to two items. Because now in that agreement, it basically says, the way it reads is, we're pro-TIF, which we can be to an extent. We're pro-annexation. We can be to an extent, but we can't go all in on it. Because now again, our TIFs are county killers for 15 years of pop. And we're going to get TIF to death. It's coming. And we got a document that we're signing as a board saying we agree with the city of Ho-Chunk, we need TIFs. And in all reality, the way the wording is, it's the TIF is not the only way this can be paid for. There is statutes and legislation to a city called improvement districts that they can also use. It doesn't have to be a TIF. If you talk to other boards on big projects, first of all, the county usually doesn't get involved. But one of the things they do is a city like South Sioux will create an improvement district. Improvement districts are called by name, water, sewer, and things like that. They put in streets and infrastructure. Then HCI comes in and they say, okay, I'm going to build this. Then you TIF it after the streets and everything have already been done through an improvement district. And then you can TIF to connect things. Build parking lots, stuff like that. So some of the verbiage in there to me was stuff that, and then there are some things on the TIF, if you read the TIF expenditures, but they can spend TIF dollars all the way and up to buy land. I thought the big pitch was Ho-Chunk was spending all their money buying all the land. Well, in the end, when the TIF dollars start coming in, they're not there yet. That's for land acquisition. They can turn around and pay themselves back. The city can get paid back. We can't. We're not listed in there.
That's, you know, is the school list as receiving TIF money?
Not anymore. They took it out.
They were okay. That was taken out. It was in there.
But they entered in their own agreement.
They're going to have their which
more
I would
TIF money.
Well, sure, I'm sure they don't want us to see that again. That was probably a mistake letting them see that the first time. But there's some of the things that they're going to spend the TIF dollars on as the project goes, if it takes off, that I think when you listen to what we have been told in meetings, that people are coming up with kind of out of pocket, TIF dollars are going to pay for it. Taxpayers are going to pay for it. So that was my only concern with that document is, not that we don't need to sign something, I think we need an interlocal agreement or something to commit to our work and our dollars. I think, isn't there something there about our work?
I think we've already got an interlocal, don't we?
I think it would be done. Sure.
We haven't signed it yet.
Okay.
But that might have been a better way to go with that, especially since the indemnity clause is pretty good, but at the end, personal injury really it never gets covered, so everybody gets hosed on personal injury. But the indemnity clause is a little weak, too, the way it's worded. Especially considering if we're going to do any work out there with our road guys, our equipment, if some accident happens on the road and they say it's something to do with what work we did, we're on our own. So that was a concern in there, too.
You know, and Jeff, I appreciate your knowledge and your know-how, but I would appreciate a lot more before the aftermath. You know, because, I mean, we agreed to sign this business today, and then, of course, now you're up here telling us, you know, and all joking aside, you guys are knowledgeable about a lot of this business, okay, because you guys deal with it every day and day out, where, you know, you got to realize, not that we don't take care of business and look at what we have coming in, but you guys need to kind of pre-warn us on some of this stuff.
No, I did. I looked at the document. I had a markup. It's that time of year. I just did not have time to get you guys an email. So I should have did that. But you guys can look at it, and I might be wrong. I'm sure Tim's looked at it, and I think in general it's okay. But ultimately what it comes down to is city land annexed and TIF that we don't have anything to do with. And quite frankly, I wouldn't want to sign a document with them on it, other than to commit to what we're doing because we're part of it. We've already committed to that. So I think that could have been in their local agreement. But that's my public comment.
So there should have been a 21st then.
There should have been a
table. Well, not for us. There should have been a... All they needed to do was delete everything where it said county, leave the city and the developer to their own business, and then just in the same section where they told us that the city is going to do their own agreement, we're going to do ours. And then we're out. Not out, we're in. But,
right.
But we're covered. We don't answer TIF questions, annexation questions, or what are they doing with the money. It's never going to come to us. We didn't see it. Oh, and the one thing that I didn't like about it was control. The city gets to go as they want during the project. And I thought if they wanted to put the county on there, they might throw the assessor's office in, since I'm the guy that's going to put the value on this stuff. But I don't have any authority to go on there during the project.
You do not?
No, it's not in there. They made a special clause for the city, but they forgot us. It's okay, we'll go anyway. They'd much rather have me there than let me guess. I always guess high.
Yeah, I was going to say guess high. Right. All right, well, thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, that was just some feedback for you guys.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks.
Okay, anything, Bob? You want to say anything?
Well, the good news is we know what our out-of-pocket expense is going to be, right?
Yes.
For 15 years.
Well, and we could debate on this, and everybody has, you know, believe me, even aftermath, you know, you make the decision, and then you always have a little bit of remorse involved. You know, and that's life. That's the way life is. And believe me, I'm not saying I'm all about the growth. And I, you know, is it wrong the monies that we're giving them with the situation that we're in? Probably, you know, without a doubt. I wouldn't deny that. But I guess it's done and over with. So I guess now we just got to move on and make our payments. And hopefully a few of us will be around in 15 years to see what the next tip is going to be. Dick, I know you'll be here.
Well, if we don't, send us an email.
Okay, listen, we're going to adjourn then. Our next meeting is going to be on February 1st, 2016. You won't be here. You won't be here, Dick. You'll be here.
Dick, Rick, and Mike.
He'll be here.
Okay. Well, thanks,
everyone. We got these guys right here, too. They'll help.